time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
And a good Saturday morning, Saturday morning.
You're thinking sports.
I'm thinking sports. It's Thursday morning, Dwayne.
Thursday morning, all morning, and it's the garden show.
That's how I start the coach's show on Saturday morning. Good Saturday morning,
well,
everyone.
We were just talking sports.
That's what it was.
Football season coming up, and that's exciting, so that'll be fun.
Yep. Well, Dwayne's in the studio today. Welcome to Q92 Studios, Dwayne.
Thank you. You know, we used to always do it from here. Now, with modern technology, we'd usually do it over the phone, but it's always fun to come back and do it live with you, Paul.
Yeah. Well, you've been busy, a busy guy this morning up in Ortonville and all over the place today.
Ortonville had a lot of tree questions up there, so I was up there answering their tree questions and looking at trees. Then I popped over to Marietta. We're going to do a big landscaping project over there, so we have to mark the area that we're going to dig in.
Yep.
So that's why I brought this white flag in.
You got a white flag with a on the wire.
The white flag on the wire. So I go and put flags around where we're going to be digging. Then I have to call 811 or Gopher State One Call, and then they come and mark the utility lines and gas lines so we don't hit them. So if you're digging, you got to mark them and call in 811.
That's right. Very important to do that. That's for sure. So, all right.
It's the law.
It's the law.
And there's a reason for that, is that it takes the liability off the homeowner. So if something does happen, it's not your fault, yeah. Okay? So do it.
There's a lot of things underground that you keep, right?
A lot.
I think people would be surprised how many things are underground.
Exactly. And the person that has the shovel in their hand is the one that's supposed to call it in. So if you're the homeowner is digging the hole, they have to call it in. If you're contracting it with who like Heather Nursery,
yep,
then Heather Nursery has to call it in.
Okay. Good. Good to know. Well, we're going to open up our phone lines once again, and Dwayne's in the studio, so let's give him some questions today.
Yeah, bombard us.
Bombard us with questions today of your lawn or garden questions. Call us at 320-598-7301. That's 598-7301. You can rename anonymous.
You don't have to. You can tell us who you are.
Okay.
Hey, we got some questions already.
Well,
for sure, plant of the week, right. I put pictures, and you know, Paul posted those, is the hydrangeas. They're absolutely gorgeous right now. And part of that reason is they like moisture, and we've had rain. The two that are pictured on Facebook there is one is called a quick fire hydrangea, which is a bigger hydrangea, comes out creamy color and then turns pink. And then the other one is one of my favorite. It's called White Diamonds Hydrangea.
Yep.
And I kind of like that. It's a little bit different than, but all the hydrangeas right now are gorgeous. So.
Yeah, I like them. They're very pretty.
They are. So, and they're easy to grow.
They're easy. What's the horticulture concerned?
My lilacs.
Your lilacs.
Well, your lilacs too, but I was, one of the reasons I went up to Ortonville was that they have a lilac hedge and it's all turning brown. Lilacs are getting, and they've been getting this for the last few years, but it's even worse when it's wet like this, is downy mildew.
What mildew?
Downy mildew. There's
downy.
Yeah, which is worse than powdery mildew. It's tougher on them, and what happens is the leaves actually, looks like it's not getting moisture, and the leaves just shrivel up.
Mm-hmm.
So you can stop it. I use this product called Biomentum, which the group that
you got it with you here.
Yeah. So
let's see what it says.
And then I even have a handout for you, Paul.
Biomentum.
It's what it is. It builds up the immune system of the plant, so it's like a probiotic. It has beneficial bacteria and beneficial fungi in there, plus nutrients, and that'll take care of your problem. So that's good for all plants, lawns. I even put a couple drops in my glass of water in the morning, Paul, and drink it. It's a probiotic for your stomach.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you serious? Wow.
Dead serious.
Oh, wow.
No, I'm not dead yet.
Okay.
But I'm still alive.
You're serious.
I'm serious.
And you can buy this at Heather.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a plant nutrition.
Exactly.
Awesome.
And then what I do, since you're going through all that effort, we use a fogger machine. We spray lots of plants. have a crew that does that.
Okay.
And then we put some fertilizer, an organic fertilizer in with that, and kind of give it a double shot.
Okay. Well, the questions are coming in here, and Chris is giving them to you, so I'm just letting you read
what's
them.
Your job?
No, you can read the two.
You're going to lay you off.
Yeah, probably.
I doubt it. Hey,
what do you
this got? Is one of, I think, I don't know, one of the questions we get every year, and it's kind of humorous. Naked ladies.
Naked ladies.
Remember that? That question?
Yeah.
It's naked ladies or resurrection lily, if you want another name.
Yeah. That's what they are, yep.
In the spring, the lilies, which are kind of strap leaves, the leaves come up in the spring, early spring, and gets to be this bigger plant and doesn't flower. And then I have resurrection lilies in my garden. It's August 13th. They bloom.
Right on that date?
Yeah. It's weird. It's happened for the last 20 years.
No way.
Yes.
How
so you know what's the day today?
August 8th, is it?
So people are wondering why theirs isn't bloomed yet.
So next Tuesday.
Yeah. It's middle of August, okay? We're a week too early yet.
Wow.
And I'll take pictures. That'll be our plant of the week next week, okay? It's, the question was, do my blooms ever... Does it bloom every year or what? Why not coming up this year? Too early. It's not August 13th yet.
So you got to wait till August 13th. Then yeah. It'll bloom.
Isn't that crazy?
How does that know that on that date? That date every year?
It has been.
Wow.
For here.
Yep.
Oh, for here. I'm sorry.
Yep.
So it's a cool plant. They're pink. It looks like a loose lily. And it's very pretty. Resurrection lily, if you don't want to see the naked ladies in your yard.
But they're the same thing.
Same thing, only different name.
All right.
It's cool.
All right. Go on. You got another question.
Apple tree has very large apples. Doesn't know name of it. What varieties would it be? Part is drying off now or wait? Well, it depends on what. First of all, it's hard to tell what the apple is, but if they wanted to bring one in or bring one into Dawson, I can try to help identify that.
Okay.
Probably let it mature a little bit more to see if what color it turns. If the parts are drying up, it could be fire blight, and that's not good. What you should do is mark that branch, and then after the tree goes dormant, after the leaves fall off, then cut that branch off.
Okay.
So you want to wait. Okay?
Wait.
If you
how are apple trees doing this year?
Well, we have an apple tree that not mine, but right across the street from me.
Yeah,
it's absolutely loaded with apples. So I think you're going to have a good apple tree season. Talk to Terry Overlander, and he says his plums, Mount Royal plums, are about due, ready. He says he has lots of those. He's even propping up the branches with some boards.
Okay.
So loads, and his apples are always good, so I think it's a good apple season. Should be with all the moisture.
Yeah, I'm going up to Morris to the Stevens County Fair today, and yesterday when I was up there, you drive by this huge apple orchard just outside of Holloway. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
It used to be the Thompson, Thompson, but they sold that, and they've cleaned it up a lot. Yeah.
But there's nice. There's a lot of apples on all those trees, and I noticed that yesterday.
That's good.
A lot of apples on them.
My wife and I like to go apple orchard hopping around.
Yep.
We go from Iowa to north of St. Cloud and down to the cities. There's a lot of different apples out there, and it's awesome, and the apple cider. So that season's just starting.
This person says they have large apples. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
But we don't know what they are.
You know, last year I counted this tree that I was talking about. I stopped counting at 2,000 apples.
Oh,
and if you go down to the local grocery store, apple can cost up to $2.
Oh.
That's $4,000 on an apple tree. Think you could buy one.
Yeah, there you go.
We have lots of different kinds of apples. Honeycrisp apple is great. But we'll be talking about that a little later when a lot of the fruit is ripe, and we'll talk about fruit trees this fall.
I know Maynard hosted last week the garden show, and I'm not sure if you got this question or not. You made it through it, huh?
Yeah, no, he did well.
All right. I don't know if you did this one or not, but can cut my bleeding hearts just above the ground now? Can I cut my bleeding hearts just above the ground now?
Yes.
Okay.
There's old-fashioned bleeding hearts, which have been around forever and ever. And what happens, it's like a tulip that goes dormant. So, you know, it turns yellow and people think they're dying. No, no, no. It goes dormant. So you can cut that off. Before it does turn yellow, you should fertilize it so it builds up the roots. And after you cut it off, forget about it. Don't water it because you'll rot the roots. So okay. Just cut it off and forget about it.
I'm going to throw this one in here, Dwayne. I don't know if we did this one or not. Did we talk about the flexible and expandable water hoses?
Yeah, we did. Quite extensively. Okay.
All right, we'll talk. Skip that one.
Yeah.
And we've had this question before, but someone asked it again. I have way too much clover leaf in my yard this summer. What's going on and how can I get rid of them?
Clover is kind of a hard weed to kill, but so you should use weed-free zone. Because if you use just 2,4-D or even Trimec, it just kind of burns it and comes back. Weed-free zone will kill it.
Okay. You can get that at Heather.
Exactly. You get another quarter.
There you go. This person says, should I be watering my young trees often? How do I know if I'm watering my young trees too much?
Look at the leaves, okay? If the leaves are nice and perky, don't worry about it, okay? We've had a lot of moisture. Then Paul looks across the street. Are we doing good?
The deadest one there.
The deadest. A dentist.
I think it needs water.
If the dentist or the dentist?
The dentist tree that you planted. You did a nice job. You did a nice job landscaping in front of the dentist office here.
Exactly.
It looks really different.
If the leaves are kind of wilty or droopy, you probably should have watered it the day before. Okay. Today, like today, it's not so hot, so it's not so bad. But those 90-degree days, you probably should almost water it every day because if it's a newly planted tree, it doesn't have a lot of roots. And if it's a newly planted tree, water the leaves too because that hydrates the leaves and they'll perk up right away.
Okay.
So, yeah, water it and don't forget the fertilizer.
So if the leaves are drooping.
That being dehydrated. Yep. We don't function very well.
Okay.
So,
all right, you've got 5 minutes here. So somebody wants us to talk about what's going on with the farmers markets this year. There's not very many vendors or shoppers this year. And is it because gardens aren't doing well or what's
going on? I got a question for you first. Okay. You've been to these fairs already.
Yep.
Is there a lot of exhibits of vegetables there?
I saw some in Chippewa.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the building. I guess I haven't paid that much attention to it. You would pay attention.
I would pay attention to that.
I look for food.
Well, that's a first step in the food chain.
There you go.
Two reasons, I would think. Maybe the year isn't so good, and maybe it's a little later than normal. So maybe those vegetables are coming yet. I think we should support our farmers market probably a little bit more. It's a lot of work to have a garden. I'm sorry. You got to keep the weeds out. You got to keep the diseases out. You got to keep the creatures out, which seems to be the deer and rabbits seem to be feeding very well this year.
Right.
So the people that do bring, and I know there's not a lot of bringing, but if there'd be more people coming to buy, maybe there'd be more vendors. So support your local growers, and they work hard, so support them. And quality food, it's right from, you know where it's coming from.
The healthiest food, too.
And
all right.
Me and you need health.
Yeah, we do. A lot of it.
Now what?
One more question here, Dwayne. Chris just brought it in.
Tree in front of our yard. Top.
I don't know what kind of tree.
Top branch. Top branches are dying. What should I do? Call Dwayne, 1-800-DWAYNE.
What's the question?
There, he has a tree in his front yard, okay. And the top branches are dying.
Oh, I have a tree like that. It's
okay.
A little one. Yeah.
Does it have bottom branches?
Well, yeah, but
have
it's
branches
really
halfway up.
It's just the top of it didn't leaf.
Well, maybe didn't get enough energy up there, you know. Okay. And what you could do is just prune that part off.
Oh, you can.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
1-800-DWAYNE. Probably didn't get any. It could have been got cold. The leaves and the buds of those leaves could have got frozen off, or maybe there's some damage on the trunk of the tree, so that part of the tree isn't getting fed. I got the name of this guy, so I can stop by and look at his tree.
All right. Real good,
it's
Dwayne.
It's your neighbor.
All right. So what's happening at Heather Nursery and Floral in Madison, Montevideo, and Dawson?
A lot of flowers, okay? The girls are busy. Shouldn't say girls, which they are, though. The floral department is really busy doing weddings, so they're busy with wedding flowers. That's what they're doing now.
Okay.
Unfortunately, we're always busy with funeral flowers because there's a lot of funerals out there, so we do a lot of that. But had a lot of exciting new things going on, so just because flowers and glad you're back flowers and happy birthday flowers. And the other thing I'm busy with is what we talked about before is landscaping. Got a lot of landscaping. If you have landscaping questions, give me a call. And we're busy planting trees and designing people's houses.
Drove by Randy's shop in Montevideo there. He's got a lot of inventory out there.
We have lots of inventory. So we have
things to look for.
Yeah, a lot of shrubs, a lot of perennials, a lot of trees. But we're starting to run out of some. So get on the bandwagon if you need something for this fall.
All right, Dwayne.
Thank you, Paul.
Yeah, and thanks for coming to the studio today. Always nice to see you. We're doing football in a couple weeks.
Awesome. I can't wait.
All right. Thanks, Dwayne. Dwayne Hasted with Heather Nursery and Floral, and that's been another garden show for this week.